All right, it's Tuesday, June 18th. This is Will doing the morning brief, kicking it off with performance from yesterday in this custom column as we do. I really just want to mention overarching, it was a surprise rally. We didn't see a material catalyst for why the market was up about 1%. As you can see here, most of the equity areas were strongly positive. The only places we saw negative were some bond funds, gold, and the US dollar. S&P 500 all-time high yesterday, 5450 on the default chart here. It is getting close to the top of that trading band, which tells us that there is some near-term overextension, elevated potential for a pullback, yada yada. I feel like we've said that on repeat for most of this year, and the market really hasn't cared. It will matter at some point, but I guess for now, more of the same. Nuanced point here, I think someone's has going to ask about this. Why is the top of the trading band in the middle much closer together than the mid and the bottom? Just mind the scale. The answer is scale. Above 5,000, we go in 50-point increments. Below 5,000, we're in 20-point increments. So this is spread out much more than you would think. So visually a bit deceiving, but that is symmetrical, and we are towards the top of that trading band. All right, Ryan Dietrich with a great stat: 30 all-time highs for the S&P 500 so far this year. That's happened 20 other times since the late 50s, and markets closed positive every time, which really isn't too much of a surprise. But the average return for the year and in the median was about 19.5%. Currently, I think the market's up roughly 15. Don't hold me to that, but roughly 15%. So based on the averages, which no one lives off the averages, but based off the averages, about 4.5% left per se until you would hit that average for a year like this. S&P not the only area moving to all-time highs. The DWA 6040, so it's the 6040 equity bond index, 60% essentially S&P 500, 40% BND, just passive bond exposure, hit another all-time high yesterday. You might be surprised. This is more overbought than the S&P 500. So we saw that before. That was about 80%. This is 130%. So above the top of that trading band, just showing maybe the benefits of diversification for people so far this year. All right, this is the distribution curves. This is showing how many stocks in each of our 40 sectors are trading above their 50-day moving average. The only sector with more than 50% of stocks trading above their 50-day moving average is semiconductors. Every other stock sector that we're looking at has less than half of stocks trading above their 50-day moving average. So maybe I muddle those words, but I think you get the picture. Participation still a pain point for the market. Talk about some individual names. Lennar came out with results after the close yesterday. Stock's down about 2%. Looks like their forecasts for the following quarter are not what analysts were expecting. This is really important level of support. Call it this $150 mark. We've been here a number of times so far this year. A break below that, as you can see on the chart, would give really no support until maybe close to $100, which is 30, 40% away from where we are right now. So keep mind of this one. We already saw DR Horton, DHI come out with earnings earlier, but note this level of support at 140, clearly a pivotal area. A break below that, I think, could be trouble for DHI. Technically speaking, it would at least demote it to a four for fiver. And home builders as a whole, I think, have been scrutinized lately with elevated interest rates, people expecting demand for new homes to wane. But then all the demographics, people are like, yeah, but like there's no supply. So people have to be buying new homes and people are wealthy and income's growing and et cetera, et cetera. I'm not really going to go into all the fundamental arguments for what, but technically speaking, big levels of support for home builders. I think if you break those level of support, that would be a potential inflection point for that sector. That's all I had by way of updates today. Just a heads up, we're not doing a video tomorrow in light of the market holiday. So keep that in mind. We'll be back on with you on Thursday.